Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 23rd of October. It's a Saturday today, 2021. It's just 8 o'clock now. And apologies for yesterday not doing a Naked Englishman. I rushed out. I had a few things I wanted to get done. One of them was the recording the Naked Englishman, but I didn't get it done. And then I completely forgot to do it when I came back. Although I'd been out to make the video that I did, which has gone out today, and then spent the afternoon editing it, then lighting the Essie and having a meal, and then doing the Vobe show. By which time, the day was pretty much over, and I thought there's no point recording the Naked Englishman, because it normally goes out in the morning. If I can't get it out really first thing, then I feel that those people who would gather it in the mornings, it doesn't really matter. You know, you might as well wait till the next day. Not that whatever I say in this podcast is exceedingly urgent or indeed necessary. It is only my thoughts. And as you know, often I turn this on with no preconceived, if I can say the word, preconceived idea. And I just start talking, and you get what you get, which may be, on occasion, a moan. It may be a rant. It may be concerns. Or it may be just a series of vague plans that I've got coming up. The morning is a time where I'm getting rid of the dreams of the night and assessing what's going to happen in the forthcoming day. And sometimes, as you, well, long-term listeners will know exactly what it is, it is just pure waffle and slurps of coffee, I'm sorry to say. Today I am busy. I am picking a bookcase up in the morning. And I'm hoping that I can do that without taking the stuff out of the van. I think it will just go on its side, so that will be all right. It'll just slide in. But then in the afternoon, I'm picking up some logs from one of my very lovely viewers. And he's got some logs, which I'm rather desperate for now. And I know the lovely Liz Housden has got some logs as well over in Liss, which is about an hour or so away. And I need to make arrangements to go and pick up some of those, which is very generously offered them to me. So thank you so much. I don't have central heating or anything like that. So if the Essie isn't running. One of the things I'm supposed to have done before the winter, we are, I suppose, still in autumn, not quite winter, is to have cleaned the chimneys. And I do want to get that done fairly soon. And I need to buy some more brushes. I realised that the last time I cleaned the chimney, the brush broke. I remembered how the brush got stuck up the chimney, and it was a bit of a palaver to get it out of the chimney. This is the chimney with the Essie. Now, the Essie cleaning is a bit of a mucky old business. I have to take out the pipe, the little stove pipe that connects to the chimney. And then that will give me access to the chimney. And invariably, as you do that, a whole host of muck comes down. So in the process of doing that, I need to put some sheets and stuff down and cover everything in the kitchen, because there may well be a lot of dust. That's the only thing there. But I do have some dust sheets which I can use for that purpose. So that's a job. And also, the beginning of my house tidying up stuff is going to start now. I have my main order of logs, which will arrive on the 13th. These are three big bags of them, which I have pre-ordered. They will arrive on the 13th.
Excuse me, yawning.
And of November. Where are we? So I've got about 3 weeks before they arrive. And in those 3 weeks, I'm going to take a week off from making videos. I mean, I may make behind the scenes videos, so it perhaps won't be quite the same, but I will take a week off where I don't have to go anywhere. And I need to also book with the council some dates that I can go and empty my household waste with them, get appointments, because you have to do that now, and then set about emptying the shed, sorting everything that I want, take out the van furniture and store that either in the front room or the kitchen, and then load up the van with the stuff that I'm dumping. I also want to sort out the back room, which has become a dumping room, and get rid of some of that. Now, I have some items I don't know what to do with, really. I don't want them, but they're kind of too good to dump. Well, I think they are. One, for example, is a vintage Nagra. Now, most people won't know what the hell that is, but it's a reel-to-reel recorder that would have been used in the 60s, possibly the 70s, as a audio recorder on location. Now, it doesn't work, but it could be useful for spares if somebody wants it, or if somebody just wants it as a museum piece, because it is quite a unique thing. I don't really want it. I don't have anything to do with it, unless I put it in the set at the in the studio. I don't know what else to do with it. Now, I might do that. I've also got a projector that doesn't work. There's a number of these sort of things which I don't, that I feel it's, they're too good to just throw into a tip, but I don't know what else to do with them. I don't want to put them into I don't want to spend ages. I don't really have the time to spend ages putting them on Facebook Marketplace or eBay. So I don't know what to do with them. They're not really items that you could take to a charity shop, because they're a bit weird, and also they're not working. So maybe they just go. They may just have to go. There's a slight personal attachment to them, of course, and maybe that's what's holding me back to them, but maybe they just go to the tip and that's it, and see what happens. As you can imagine, over 30 years I've acquired all sorts of silly stuff, and it's stuff has just got to go, really. I'm not trying to be minimalist. That's not what I'm trying to be at all. I'm just thinning out the rubbish. A lot of the rubbish is actually in the shed and stored there, stuff I thought I might need. And when I was doing entertaining, a lot of the stuff was potential props, things that might be useful as a prop, but in actual fact has no use at all. So there's things like, I've got a 16mm Scoopic camera, Canon Scoopic, again, 1960s, 70s type thing. Doesn't work, need a proper battery and stuff. Could work, but it's a bit of a museum piece. So maybe I just have to redesign or change my backdrop in the Vogue show or something and put some of these things on display. Maybe that's what I ought to do with those, rather than just tip them. I mean, the projector would look quite good if it was laced up and it looked like it was working. So I might do that. I may well do that. They're quite nice sort of featured items, I suppose. But there is a lot of rubbish, and the rubbish can just go. Anyway, so that, I think a week off to just deal with it would be good. And then at the end of the week, knowing that I've got the appointment to go to the dump to get rid of the stuff, that would be perfect. And then I think one can move, because I want to move the next big job after that is to move the office. and the edit suite into the back room somehow. I can't actually work out. I mean, I know there's space to do it, but I can't work out how it's going to be. But I want to turn the front room, which is an office stroke front room with one armchair. I'd like to get a little sofa and maybe get rid of that armchair, although comfortable as it is, and get a matching sofa. Not a new one, a second-hand one. Be perfectly sufficient for me. And just tidy this room up. There's stuff on the floor. It's just a mess. It really is. Thing is, I'm on my own. I live with it. The lovely Julia visits from time to time, and Mr. Suggett comes around occasionally, and Merlin pops in for a cup of tea from time to time now, and, you know, a number of people come in. And I would just like this to be a little bit more of a smarter room for a reception, but also for me in the evenings, in the winter, if I do light the fire, which I can do, and once I've got my brushes sorted out, I can sit here and keep warm and read, which is one of the things I like to do. So, and then tackle the kitchen, which is another job. So there's a whole host of different jobs, which maybe are the focus of videos, I suppose, because am I really going to go very far in some of the wet and miserable days? Probably not. So I don't know that people would be that interested in what I do to my house. It's just moving furniture around and stuff, but maybe they will, maybe. it's not so much structural, although it would be lovely to sort out the bathroom and make that a bit nicer and tidy some stuff up. But hey, I need to earn some cash, really, as well. Anyway, there we go. That's my doings. So I shall leave it there, I think. Sorry, it's only a bit of a short one, but I don't have a lot to say. Best to say little if you have nothing to say. Thank you for listening, and the other thing I was going to say is I'm debating now whether to move, because I often have a muesli thing in the mornings. I've stopped having all the other normal cereals because really and truly there's not much in them, and I don't want sugar. And I'm now, I think, going to move on to porridge again, hot porridge, which is very nice on these cold mornings. Fills you up. It's lovely. Without, sometimes I put a bit of fruit in. I need to get some blueberries or something, which would be quite nice. Have a bit of porridge and a bit of fruit in it, and that would be nice. But no syrup and things like that. Anyway, I will catch up with you soon. Thank you for listening if you did. Bye for now.